What's really at stake? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. McCain and Obama have made lots of promises, but in fact, there aren't many they can deliver on by themselves. For example, both candidates promised to help American workers, but they can't do that alone. Any jobs program or educational program has to go through Congress. They both promise health care reform, but same thing. The president doesn't rule by fiat. Congress could change it completely. And so on, for every single promise they've made except one. There's one major policy the president can change by fiat, and that's military policy. As commander-in-chief, he and he alone can tell the military to remain in Iraq or to make plans for getting out. Which means that for all the talk about change, the 2008 campaign will end up like the 2004 campaign. It'll be about Iraq. And that's where John McCain has the flexibility that Barack Obama doesn't. You see, McCain would go into office promising to keep the troops where they are. However, once elected, if he came to a different conclusion, if he went on television saying, "My fellow Americans, I've changed my mind, we can leave after all," no one's going to hassle him for that. But now flip it around. If Barack Obama wins, promising to bring the troops home, and he comes to a different conclusion after consulting with the generals, and he has to give a speech saying, "My fellow Americans, I've changed my mind, we can't leave after all," the right would say, "I told you so," and the left would feel betrayed, and his presidency would be pretty much over. So there it is, two candidates making promises, but only one who has to be dead sure he's right. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.